Measuring yourself is easy in some respects, like your age, your height, your weight, but not so easy in others, like your character, integrity, and maturity. But those are the real measurements we should be focusing on. Your quantitative info doesn't define who you are, it's your qualitative info that does. But growth doesn't just happen. It takes intentional accountability on your part. So welcome to The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together.
Hello and welcome to another edition of The Measuring Post. My name is Joe Massa, the host of The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together. And today I've got a very unique topic to go over. And really, I'm going to be listening and learning as much as you are because I don't really know a whole lot about this topic. But when I met this lovely lady to my right as I'm looking at my screen, she was mesmerizing the amount of information she had, and something that my own personal wife is dealing with and my home life. So this was a very near and dear topic to my heart. We'll get into what exactly she does in just a minute. But for now, please welcome Sherilyn Olivos to The Measuring Post. How are you today, Sherilyn?
Hi, good, thanks. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time out of your schedule to chat with us today. And really, you have a pretty cool background. You spent over 18 years in the traditional medical field, as we would think here in Western, you know, the Western worlds, the modern medicine, the hospitals, the nursing, all of that. But after years and years of going in and out of that sort of world, you decided that you weren't seeing some of the results you wanted for your own personal life. And you kind of transitioned into a more holistic space. But first, tell us a little bit about your background in the medical industry.
Yeah, I started off in nursing school thinking, okay, let me go down that route. Then I quit and I transitioned more into the administrative side. Apparently my OCD had a place there and backstage in the medical field. And then in the past, for 18 years, I've worked with physicians on the operational side, optimizing financial optimizations, increasing revenue, auditing, and yeah, working with clients and their issues, working directly for CEOs, and really seeing the business side of the healthcare of Western medicine here.
Yeah, so, and I know that, you know, from our pre-interview and just talking with you over the last couple of weeks, you were kind of personally going through some things too, trying to like help your fertility and start a family and some things that modern medicine weren't really helping you achieve. So you kind of started branching out, looking for alternative ways to maybe get your body into a place where that would be something that could happen. Is that kind of the path that you took to get to starting your franchise business?
Yeah, well, I've always been interested in the Eastern medicine side. My grandfather's Chinese. We grew up with tea and herbs. So I was always interested in improving my well-being, not just through big pharma and medicine. I also grew up with eczema. So I've had my own health struggles. And once I did acupuncture, my skin improved drastically for a solid 10 years. So I knew there was something here. I knew there was something with the qi and Western medicine. So I've always been interested in the holistic side, even though Western medicine paid my bills. So when I had my son, I had my baby, I thought I did everything well, and then postpartum struggles really hit me. And I thought with my Rolodex, my cell phone with so many numbers from previous organizations, I thought like, you know what, I'm gonna bounce back because I have the resources in the healthcare field to get my body back. But every time something, so I struggled with my skin, my mental health, my joints, my gut, nothing. Every time I fixed something, something else would fall apart. Finally, I came across Be Balanced. Be Balanced, I found, was developed by a woman and it was for women. And I really felt, when I did it, I felt that it was a one-stop shop to really reset my hormones, but really reset my mind and my body. So yeah, that's what changed my life.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool because you don't really think about your hormones. I guess at least as me, as a 40-year-old man, that's something that never even crossed my mind. It's like, you know, there's testosterone and estrogen and cortisol, and that's like that's the end of my expertise. But my wife, who's a few years older than me, she's been going through some hormonal imbalances. And then on the earlier side of that, I have an 11-year-old daughter who's starting to go through hormones. So I'm getting a very firsthand experience of hormones on both sides of the fence. And I know that my wife was struggling for a while with her like depression and anxiety and sort of these mental cloudiness and foggy days where she just felt really off. So she did go to her primary physician and they did some tests and they found out that she's maybe a bit premenopausal. And so they started regulating her hormones a little more. And it was like a night and day difference for her like mental state and just like her ability to get back to business and go about her daily life. So like honestly, Cheryl, when we first met and I was like, this is like, you're totally speaking the language in my house right now. I love it. So you started a Be Balanced. It's a franchise that you're running in Woodland Hills, California, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So, but you guys don't necessarily, although you're under the same umbrella of Be Balanced, you're your own independent entity.
Mm-hmm. Yep. First on the West Coast.
First on the West Coast. Okay. So hopefully not the last, though. It sounds like it's a growing company and lots of opportunities to expand and do the great work that you've been doing so far. So not only do you help with like hormonal balance, but there's sort of like a main angle where you're working with women for weight loss. Is that sort of the main bread and butter, or is that just one piece of the puzzle?
Ooh. It is it's our bread and butter. It's so interconnected. You can't have one without the other, at least with the way we do it. Because we found that with certain women, especially after 30, leading a stressed out lifestyle in Western society, it's a lot of work. It's a lot to balance. So many of us women deal with high cortisol levels from our stressed out lives. And with that, that makes our hormones imbalanced. That impacts our progesterone. Our progesterone is our happy hormone. It helps us sleep. It helps us relax. It helps us lose weight. So when our cortisol is increasingly high, it depletes our progesterone. So when that's depleted, it causes weight gain and stubborn weight issues with women. So that's why we work to balance out the progesterone with the estrogen, match it up, lower that cortisol, and we just see the weight float away. This is with no strenuous exercise and at least 15 pounds of stored fat lost in the first month.
Yeah, that's really impressive. And I know that that's probably intriguing for a lot of people to not have the exercise portion of it. Although that's a big part of what we do as far as trying to stay healthy. But sometimes just to get it kickstarted and to get yourself feeling better, to not have that sort of expectation to go hit the gym for 3 hours a day or 5 days a week is probably something that intrigues some of your current clients.
Yep. Yeah. No, I was just talking to someone who goes to Orange Theory. Why can't I drop this weight? And you're absolutely right. We are that jumpstart to really get your body back into balance. We're efficient with the way we do it. Super short, straightforward. And then you can go back to your healthy lifestyle. Lifestyle is a big part of our coaching, but we're just one piece of the puzzle to get you on track and so that you can move on to more exercise and a more active lifestyle later on.
Yeah, very cool. So do you see a lot of people coming in specifically for the weight loss, or is it more a mix of like depression, anxiety, or things that really maybe the hormones are leading to down like a path of just sort of like mental, you know, mental health as the angle for seeking your help?
It's funny. The weight loss catches their eye. They're like, all right, what's this about? This seems a little different. But then once we get into chatting, we offer free consultations. So I learn more about our clients. And yeah, we come to find out that our clients struggle with depression, anxiety, irritability. I just talked to someone who said that she can't stand her husband. She doesn't know why. A lot of like mental health issues, but also gut issues as well. And of course, menopausal issues, the night sweats, the hot flashes. And even though our client, people who walk through the door want to lose weight, it was the first thing that caught their eye, they start to realize that these other issues, like their mental health, their gut, the low energy, and the brain fog, have a higher cost. they're more of a struggle than the extra weight that they're carrying. So that's when it becomes, that's when they present themselves as, all right, I do want to lose weight, but I have these other issues. And in many cases, we can help improve that. And then it becomes a holistic improvement in their overall well-being. That just yesterday, a client was saying, sure, I lost the 15 pounds, but what was a major benefit is just seeing that I have more energy. It's easier for me to get out of bed. And it's easier for me to, like, I love that I have more energy. I love that I'm able to sleep. One client said, I'm sleepy when I need to be sleepy, and I have energy when I need to have energy. So that, sure, the weight loss is what makes people pick up the phone and call us, but it's the other stuff that they were like, I wish I did this a year ago.
Yeah, when in hindsight, that's definitely something that probably you don't even realize you're not getting great rest, or you don't have the energy until you do have it back. And then all of a sudden you go, wow, this is what I've been missing this entire time. I was missing all this great quality sleep and rest and energy, and maybe it was a circumstance of imbalance in your hormones.
Absolutely. To that end, you also don't realize the cost of these issues and their impact on your lives. We have clients saying that I want more energy to play with my grandkids. So imagine if you had an extra 30 minutes of energy to play with your five-year-old grandkid, or if that brain fog lifted. We had a client who was president of the NAACP chapter, a local college professor, and a reverend. So doing all that, when his brain fog was lifted, oh my God, he was able to perform better in all of these key areas. And that was just priceless to him.
Yeah, I can imagine this has a profound effect on work life. And I like something you mentioned earlier, that you had a previous client that was getting really frustrated with her husband. And as I mentioned, I know that my wife was going through some imbalances, and it was kind of like that, really quick to get angry and sort of walking on eggshells around each other because I didn't know what would set her off. And, you know, we had a sit down, and she basically was like, I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on. It's not you. It, you know, the old adage, it's not you, it's me. But for this particular scenario, I mean, I really believed her, because she was frustrated with herself because she didn't, that's just not her personality. So she didn't understand why all of a sudden she's like getting frustrated and struggling with motivation, and, you know, would get irritated with the kids way more quickly than she ever would before. And it really was something that until we discovered that, it was like a mystery. I was like, I don't even know who you are anymore. And it was kind of depressing to me, because I was watching, you know, our very solid relationship struggle when there was no reason for it other than the fact that something internally was going on with her that was out of both of our controls. So I'm sure you do see quite a bit of your clients with that as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm getting a little emotional because I'm a breastfeeding mom myself, and that hits home with me too. I think a while ago we talked about divorce and divorce rates when it comes to folks in their 40s and 50s. And I do believe, we can't claim it officially, but I do believe that our program has helped marriages. One husband has said that, thank you for bringing my wife back to me, because being that woman who was hormonal, had a baby, all the issues, it's like you see yourself as a third person. You don't want to be irritable. You don't want to, you love your husband, you want to be loving, but there's something that is messing with your emotions, and sometimes it's out of your control. Add that with sleep deprivation and life stress and managing everything around you, in addition to managing your health and your stress, it's a lot. So I've personally been there, and yes, I have seen that, and we don't realize that, again, going back to the cost, here's an issue. What is it impacting your life? Is it impacting your marriage? And odds are it is. Sometimes we have couples doing our program together, and their bond just strengthens at the same time. This is really impacting people's family lives and even their kids as well. My kids are eating better.
That's good. Yeah. And I can imagine also, just back to the marriage portion of it, that this has probably a pretty significant effect on the intimate life between, you know, a husband and wife or a spouse. Just the fact that, you know, that lack of desire or lack of willingness to want to engage in intimate acts anymore. So I'm sure that balancing those hormones can also sort of revive marriage in the bedroom and in other areas of just not only just your communication, but like, you know, how babies are made in the first place.
100%. Yes. So we had one client where her boyfriend bought her the program, and she said, I am, after a couple weeks, she's like, I am having the best sex of my life. and even me personally, when I balanced out my hormones, I got pregnant. I got intimate, obviously, and I got pregnant with my first try within a month. So I am a testimonial that, like, yes, this does improve the quality of your sex life and your intimacy and your libido. So not only does it improve your relationship, but like adding that libido impact, oh my God. Well, a baby can come out of it. So I'm starting to warn clients, careful.
Yeah. Still be prepared for the consequences, if you will, of, and I use consequences lightly, obviously. I'm a father of two myself, but, and you don't have to answer this next question, but were you struggling to conceive before getting your hormones balanced? And was that something that you attribute to the success of becoming pregnant?
Yes. I have a 2.5-year-old, and it took my husband and I 5 years to make him. I was this close to going through IVF, already went through the consultation, went through the first ultrasound. We were ready to go with the shots and the hormones, but then we went to Costa Rica and my son was made in Costa Rica. So even our
island baby.
Yeah, I know, I gotta get him a shirt that says made in Costa Rica. but no, our founder, Don Cotillo, she said that when we balance out hormones, what we're providing with our supplementation and diet, it's the equivalent of someone going to Fiji and living a stress-free lifestyle. You can go over there and do the same. Balance out your hormones that way with nature and an active lifestyle and no stress. So yeah, in a way, we provide Costa Rica or Fiji in a bottle.
I like that. You should actually sell that to the Fiji Water Company. I'm telling you, just made yourself the biggest sponsor of your entire life right there. The world's finest water, also stress-free hormonal balance in a can. So I like that. And really cool to think that like something as simple as a hormone, you know, imbalance could be the cause of something that some people are struggling so hard to do, like conceive a baby. And for me and my wife, you know, my youngest is 11 now, but there's a 6-year gap between my son, who's 17, and my daughter. And we tried really hard during that time. You know, when we first had my son, we weren't really planning to have a kid. We were just enjoying the practice of how you have kids. And we were young. We were in our early 20s at the time. So, you know, that was something that kind of snuck up on us, and we learned how to be young parents, but we got married. We knew we wanted to continue to grow our family. We really, really struggled to conceive number two. And it took a solid 6 years of effort. And not that we started the day after we brought home our son, but you know, for 3 or 4 years, we really tried. And I didn't even consider that it was something maybe with her hormone imbalance. And as we've gotten older and into our 40s, now that I know she has some hormonal imbalances, that very well may have played a role in that slow amount of time to get that done. So, you know, that's one of those things I think you just kind of out of sight, out of mind. You don't see your hormones, so you don't really think about it. So that kind of leads me to my next question for your program at Be Balanced. I know you offer I believe it's a 14-week program that you do over there. And kind of what is the process of like onboarding somebody? How do you figure out where they're at with their bodies, and sort of what steps do you take? Is every program, is it more personalized, or you have some like cookie cutter programs that then you also add certain things or remove certain things based on an individual?
Yeah. To start off, we offer free consultations. So folks will just call us or book online, and we learn about our clients. What has been their hormonal journey? Where are they? Are they in the menopausal phase? Are they obviously men or women? How old are they? What's their lifestyle like? because that has, like we said, has a major impact on their hormones. And then I go through the different body systems. What's their digestive system like? How are they eating? What is their, are they having any pains or inflammation in their joints or anywhere else in their body? And what's their mental health like? Because that says a lot. 90% of our serotonin is made in our gut. So from that, I can tell what is going on. So after that full assessment, then we're able to provide some recommendations based on our programs. And like what you mentioned, yes, we do have some cookie cutter programs, but we also have a line of supplements that we throw in here and there to make it semi-customized. That way we are able to hit all the issues that you mentioned. If you have bloating, if you have brain fog, if you have some bone issues, we are able to start with certain cookie cutter programs and then throw some other stuff in there. That way we're hitting everything all at once. To make you see, to have you see an impact.
Yeah, because I would imagine that even though there's a lot of similarities with a lot of people, no two individuals are truly 100% alike. And everybody's based on their hereditary, based on man, woman, based on genetic profile, diet, everything else. There's levels that fluctuate probably pretty drastically even from person to person. But I like that you do also work with men. I know you're more geared towards helping women with balance, but do you see a lot of men coming in for like low testosterone in treatment?
They don't come in for that. Usually their wives pull them in, but
yeah, there you go.
They learn the science behind it. Yes, they do find signs. They do see the signs that like, oh my gosh, my testosterone is depleting. So most men, their testosterone starts dipping after the age of 30. Again, similar to women, you add a stressed out life or a stress lifestyle to their processed foods. If there's a lot more weight in the gut area, there's likely a lot more cortisol, an increased cortisol level there. So when men are trying to balance out their lives as well, dealing with post-hormonal wives and kids and a job, that's a lot on a guy too. And that negatively impacts their testosterone levels. So as cortisol goes up with a guy, his testosterone starts to dip. At the same time, with plastics and toxins in the foods and in the environment, there are xenoestrogens or estrogens that mimic xenoestrogens that mimic estrogen in men. So that also throws off their hormonal imbalance. Sometimes some men will see a little bit of extra fatty tissue in their chest area. That is a sign that there may be some excess estrogen that we need to metabolize and get out of their system. So, yeah.
So is that something different than like gynecomastia in men where they get the sort of inflamed? Is that the same topic essentially?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. And just for those who might not know exactly what it is, and I happen to know because my son is like a big meathead. He works out all the time. But what exactly does the role of cortisone play in your body?
Cortisol, that is your fight or flight. That's if you see a tiger and you get into fight or flight mode, you're ready to, you have the adrenaline going, your body is just ready to fight or run really fast. So when we're dealing with mental, emotional stress, that raises our cortisol levels. When we're eating processed foods, we could be sitting on the couch lounging, but that could be causing our cortisol levels to go up because that's physiological stress. Our gut is working hard to like process those nutrients and get rid of those toxins. So that's internal stress. Like I mentioned, there's environmental stress from our cell phones, this computer right now, those electromagnetic waves that are hitting us constantly. That's also messing with our hormones. So add that all together, cortisol levels are at an, sometimes it's hard to bring it down. So cortisol just keeps going up and gets at a sustained rate that we can't get back into our parasympathetic system. So our parasympathetic system is the opposite of our fight or flight. Fight or flight is our sympathetic system. Parasympathetic system is when we're calm and our gut is just doing all the work. It's our digestive system is focused. That's when we're calm, relaxing. And we need to have a balance of both. But if we're always on the go, we're hopped up on caffeine, we got to do this, got to do that, our parasympathetic system doesn't really activate and get into motion. So that is what causes us to get into a sustained cortisol, a high cortisol level, which then reduces our progesterone levels as a woman or reduces our testosterone levels as a man. So if a man is experiencing some brain fog, some fatigue or low energy, even low libido sometimes, that does happen. The fatty tissue in the chest or a lot in their gut area, all of those are signs that, maybe our testosterone levels could be, is a little low and, you know, we could afford to boost it a bit.
Yeah, and I think that's something that probably a lot of men in their middle-aged years experience. I know just as I've gotten older, I've slowed down in certain aspects. Certainly libido goes down a little bit, your motivation goes down a little bit, and brain fog gets bigger and bigger. So I'm very aware of that. I try really hard to keep myself balanced and exercise regularly. And one thing that we've kind of touched on, like outside just beating around it, but I'm sure your diet has a major influence on your hormone balance. So eating healthy is obviously a very big portion of this as well.
Absolutely. So that's part of our 14-week program that you mentioned earlier. The first 4 weeks is just focused on you losing that weight, keeping those cortisol levels down. The latter part is testing for food sensitivities. So we don't do labs, we're non-medical. Instead, the foods that we remove from your diet, we slowly bring back, and then we study your body to see what is causing inflammation, what's causing weight gain or water retention or bloating. From there, our clients get to know their bodies on a whole different level, because sometimes labs can be subjective, or my labs look normal, but something feels off. But when we test in real time and based on your symptoms, bam, our clients know, like, okay, I am a little sensitive to dairy. I know to avoid it. I know if I have dairy, I gain 2 pounds, and this is what I do to troubleshoot. Having that type of work plan and knowing your body on a different level and having healed your gut and bounced out your hormones, that sets our clients up for success. That's why our clients are able to keep the weight off for good. So the industry average with maintaining that weight after you've lost it is only 20%. Our clients, over 60% of our clients, keep the weight off for good. So that's our objective. Bounce out your hormones, get the weight off, know what causes issues, and then send you off. Go fly into the sunset.
I love it. Yeah, don't fly too close to the sunset. I've read about that. That's bad too. But outside of the biblical reference, no, I think that's awesome. And because you're giving them a skill set, you're giving them the resources they need to take with them to be successful. And one thing I really liked about your program, and I asked you when we first met, is I don't live in California. How do we do this? You guys have a remote available program. So I can do this from my home in Colorado, or my wife could join, and you guys can help us achieve our goals from any place in the world, correct?
At least in the U.S., there are regulations with shipping supplements. But yes, we have had clients as far as New York. There are other locations as well, but often we'll have a cousin. Hey, my cousin worked with you and your coaches. I want to go through you. And we have clients all over the U.S.
And when they do sign up for your program, is there like one-on-one coaching? Is it like a community they can join as well? Or like sort of like what kind of resources can we expect from joining the Sherilyn Be Balanced organization?
Yeah. So overall, there is a national Facebook group where clients are throwing in their issues and what's happening or their praises. I've lost 10 pounds in 1 week. So there's so much to learn from that Facebook group that they get automatic membership to. In addition, they get one-on-one coaching with myself or my team. Most of the time, it's on a weekly basis, but we're available via text, phone, or email. And a lot of our clients, we meet them, but they're also busy too. And with LA traffic, people don't always want to come in, so they transition to virtual. And yeah, they meet with us, give us our update, we provide them with the guidance, and they just learn more and more with every visit. And then afterwards, after they've graduated, we also provide support. They're called our Balance Bites. They're also part of a Facebook group and Zoom meetings where they learn more and more about how to improve their well-being.
And what kind of time commitment would you say? Obviously, your health and wellness is a never-ending journey, but if we sign up for the 14-week program, is it like daily interactions? Is it weekly? Like, what sort of the amount of time investment for somebody considering or on the fence about purchasing the program?
Let's do a free consultation first. Let's get to know each other. I want to get to know you and what's going on with you, what you want. And then we'll have a setup meeting, and then we'll meet at least weekly thereafter. Anytime you need support, I'm here, but weekly is usually the time frame that, or the cadence that we'll meet along those 14 weeks.
Makes sense. Yeah, and probably the best way to go. Everybody's schedule is a little different. But one other thing I really like about your program is it's not just focused on your hormones and your body and your weight, but you have like a whole mind-body philosophy. So what kind of work do you do with the mental side for people struggling?
Yeah, oftentimes our weight is way more than just eating a lot. Sometimes it's used as a coping mechanism. There's an emotional trigger behavior that's sometimes attached with like eating habits. So with that, we work with our clients on stress management. Unofficially, we get to know our clients. We become their support. We help them find healthier coping mechanisms with what's going on in their lives and offer perspective. Perception is so much in our lives. We could either see the glasses half full or things are too overwhelming, or we provide that sounding board that maybe let's find a way to provide solutions and manage things better. Some of our other tools include dry brushing. So let's reduce that stress. Let's help your body detox. That is doable for anyone. You can buy a $10 brush on Amazon and do it yourself. And meditation. We're really big on meditation. For me, I call this the lazy way to reduce your cortisol levels. You are literally doing nothing. And yet sometimes some of my clients, they'll be eating right, taking all the supplements, but it's hard for them to meditate because we're so used to like, let's go, let's go, let's go. So we have our guided meditation, plug in your ear pods, do it in your car before work, do it before you sleep. I don't care if you fall asleep after, at least you're getting a little bit of that lazy, cortisol reducing, doing nothing technique in. And then that becomes a habit. Some of our clients just continue to do it afterwards.
Yeah, I've over the last couple of years been doing more meditating in my life and trying to get better at it. I'm the same way. I'm such a busybody all the time that it's hard to like sit and you're trying to get your brain into alpha waves, out of beta waves and all this. And it's like it's overwhelming to somebody that's never done it. But honestly, the few times I feel like I've been really successful and had like that Zen moment where you got your hands up and you cross your legs, it is like really humbling experience and you feel like you're just almost out of body. It really does wonders for your mental state. And obviously it has, you know, physical benefits as well. But I have to ask a question, because what is dry rubbing or dry brushing? What is that? I have never heard of that.
No. Okay. Well, something that's been trending or what folks are getting to know more about is our lymph nodes. Our lymph nodes are kind of like, I call them our army soldiers, our private soldiers. They're on the front lines fighting disease. So that's why certain lymph nodes get swollen. If we have a cold, you can feel them like right here. What is going on is that your lymph nodes are fighting. They're fighting off the disease. Even when it comes to cancer patients, metastasis often occurs in the lymph nodes because that's the next place that it goes. So when they're being overworked, sometimes they can be clogged and toxins are getting stored in our lymph nodes, inguinal in here. And so when we're doing dry brushing, it's a simple mechanism where it's kind of like a hairbrush, but it has bristles that you can put on your body and brush towards your heart. With that, you are stimulating your body. It's kind of like working with the chi to like really get the toxins flowing and flushed out of your body. We recommend that you do this before you shower. Takes 2 minutes, and yeah, it just helps release a lot of the toxins, especially from your lymph nodes.
That is really cool, and I'll actually have to pass it on. A good friend of mine is currently going through cancer, and it has metastasized in his lymph nodes. And again, you know, he's at the point now where, you know, any and all options are being explored, including Eastern medicine stuff. So, no, I think it's cool to just hear something that's brand new to me. And it makes sense, you know, just, you know, understanding the chi work and getting the things flowing through your body. And, I mean, it makes perfect sense. Even when you do a foam roller from a workout, it's to break up those muscles and to release that acid that's locked in there to kind of get you back to healing. So I will definitely, and you can find those on Amazon, you said?
Yeah, really easy. For me, that is like the best massage that you can get. If you get a lymphatic drainage massage where someone really focuses on like massaging your lymph nodes, that is the most useful, in my opinion, most useful type of massage out there, because it's opening up all those little army soldiers that are fighting off disease. So yeah, I strongly recommend that.
Yeah, I definitely have something added to my bucket list now. That's cool. I want to check that out. So with Be Balanced Now, obviously you're still growing. It is a franchise. You've been in business, I think you said, a little over a year, pushing a year and a half.
Yep.
So what's the game plan for your franchised version of Be Balanced? Where do you see the future for your company going?
Ooh, now that I'm out of pregnancy mode, postpartum mode, I'm getting out of breastfeeding mode, I am just on my way to just educating the public a lot more. Because what you said earlier about hindsight, looking back, that maybe our pregnancy, our fertility issues were related to hormones, or maybe like these mental health issues were related to hormones, that is such a common thing that comes up when clients walk through the door. Because we have our intuition, and clients will think like, maybe my knee issue is related to my hormone, or maybe like this gut thing that I've been dealing with is related to my hormones. So my goal is to come out there and say, yes, yes, you're on the right track. Yes, it is related to your hormones. Yes, it's all interconnected. With us particularly, we deal with like top five hormones that we work on balancing are estrogen, progesterone, testosterone for men, cortisol, but also insulin. Insulin is an up-and-coming one. Folks are coming in, my A1C is through the roof, I'm pre-diabetic, I'm scared to go on meds. Insulin is one of the biggest things that we deal with here, because insulin resistance, processing that is becoming a more common issue with not just women, but also men. And again, it's all interrelated. Once we help clients with insulin resistance, help balance that blood sugar, eat at a certain time, not only do their hot flashes improve, but their blood sugar and other things also improve as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's cool. And it is, you got to take the holistic approach and you got to tackle it from all angles. So I like that you are including the insulin as well, because that's one I didn't even consider to ask you about. But obviously diabetes is such a big problem in the United States and really worldwide. And a lot of that is genetic. Of course, you're more predisposed to be diabetic, but a lot of it's also lifestyle choices and, you know, inflammation in the body and hormone imbalances. So tackling that and knowing that there is an alternative to just being on insulin shots or you know, having that insulin sensitivity that's not being addressed, I like that there's an alternative option to at least start to figure that out. So a lot of places don't really do that, but we can find your information and Be Balanced. So your main company website is BeBalancedCenters.com, but that's sort of the umbrella, right, for all of the franchises.
Mm-hmm.
So they can find you there. And then you have your personal website, which is CherylLynn.com, and that's CHERILLYN.com. Now, if they go to your site, they can book consultations and start services from there as well?
Yeah, they can.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So I'll make sure to include those links around this video when we do release that, so you can get in touch with Sherilyn and learn and set up a consultation and learn what is going on with your body. And also, if you're going through something like struggling to conceive a baby, all of a sudden a new sense of depression or anxiety, stress in your marriage or with your kids, maybe this is something you should consider. That maybe you don't need to instantly just go take a pill. Maybe it's a hormonal imbalance that can be addressed. So I think that's something that a lot of times when you're feeling sick, that's not even a consideration. We're just told, go to the doctor, take the antibiotic or whatever they give you, don't ask questions, and then just move on with your day. And I'm sure you saw a lot of that in your regular medical career as well.
Yep. Yes. That has definitely shaped seeing the financial push backstage has really impacted what I put in my body. Because it could be covered by insurance, but think about the cost again. What is that going to cost you later down the line if you do get those side effects in the fine print? We've had clients on weight loss injections who are in their early 30s, a 29-year-old and a 33-year-old. One now permanently has kidney issues. She was hospitalized for 10 days. Now this is a permanent souvenir from having done the injections in addition to gaining the weight back. What they don't tell you is that when you are on the injections, you might see good results, but unless you really transition to a healthy lifestyle and know-how, gaining the weight back is very common. So we're finding that clients really have a dependency to stay on the injections.
And I think that's we're predisposed to like the quick fix. I think it's just human nature. We want that magic pill that fixes everything, and all of a sudden you lose all the weight, or the shot that goes, I'm better, or look, I lost 30 pounds. But yeah, there is a real consequence to putting things in your body that A, are not tested, but also B, that your body just doesn't simply need, really. I mean, it's not always, the shortcut's not always the best way to go. So I like that you mentioned that, because I meant to ask, you guys don't do injections at all at Be Balanced?
Not at all. Nope. Ours is a lifestyle. It's with our homeopathic supplements. Our supplements are lab tested, professional grade, plant-based. So they're really high in quality and purity. You can't find them on Amazon. So that's what I love about them. In addition, with our science and research and the testing, we can safely say that we help improve risk for female-related cancers. So breast cancer, ovarian cancer, we help improve that. In addition, our supplements are affordable. You mentioned fertility issues with clients who have had a history of miscarriage. We help support them to help keep that baby and carry that baby to term with some of our hormone balancing supplements.
I think that's that's huge. I think that's a really cool angle, and also something that's a service that's not really being offered by a lot of places. So again, it's one of those things you just don't think about. Like, you get pregnant, you have a baby. There's nothing, you know, take your prenatal vitamin that's been the same since 1940. And again, don't ask questions and just go on with your life. But I like that the science is going into this, and we're learning that there is ways to do these activities, like growing a baby in your belly, in a more healthy and stable way. So I commend Be Balanced Centers for your guys' work on helping men and women, helping with the battle against cancer and infertility and hormone imbalance. It's such a powerful branch of medicine that I think is starting to really get a lot of exposure. And I love that you took some time to share that with us today, because again, to me, a lot of this is foreign, other than just the conversations I've had with you and seeing my wife go through a bit of it, you know, just like, and then getting a cream that she rubs on her like leg or back, you know, during the mornings, and all of a sudden it kind of brings her back to her center. So there is real truth to this, guys. I hope you definitely do some exploring. If you're feeling any of the symptoms we discussed today, get your hormones checked, because that might be one area you're not even considering that could really cut a lot of your medical expenses and investigation time down pretty significantly.
Well said. You have a way with words, Joe.
It's my hormones aren't in balance today, so I'm good. No mental fog today. All jokes aside, I appreciate that. And Sherilyn, I loved having you on my show. I would love to bring you back in the future to see how things are going with Be Balanced, and also any new breakthroughs that you guys have, any new services that you offer. Again, you can find her specifically at Sherilyn.com. Again, I will add a link to this YouTube video and on the social media post when we put this out there. If you just want some general information, or maybe would like to find a location near you, go to BeBalancedCenters.com. There you can find local branches that might be closer to your home. But again, also remember that there is a remote available aspect to this. So Sherilyn's the one I would recommend, and I'm pointing this way because that's to her. Might be different on your screen. But call my girl, Sherilyn. She's going to hook you up and help you get to where you need to be.
Totally. So, I'm a liar. I suck at BS, so you will get the nitty-gritty from me. It'll be real.
Yeah, and is there any final things you want to share with people listening on not only you, your company, but just health and wellness in general? Any closing thoughts, if you will?
There is no magic pill, but we are definitely close to it. I can be lazy. I love shortcuts and cheat sheets. So this is the closest to a cheat sheet you're going to get to jumpstarting your well-being.
Now that was very well said too. And Fiji Water, if you're listening, we are looking for sponsors for not only my show, but for Be Balanced Centers as well. So
yes.
Call us. Yeah. Thank you again, Sherilyn, Olivia. Appreciate your time on The Measuring Post and can't wait to watch your company grow and to catch up in the near future.
Thank you, Joe. Love being here.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too.